pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5, hour number three, now underway. Text line, you want to be in touch with the program, 251-343-0106. That's how you get in touch with the program. Joining us now on the line, and the aforementioned Chairman John Wall, Chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. Chairman, good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. It's good to be on the show.
Thank you for making time for us. We really do appreciate it. Hit on here. I guess first I want to hit on, since we didn't get the opportunity last week, but a couple of weeks ago, delegate elections, delegates are headed to the convention. You have them now officially, you now have them officially on the books and ready to go. Well, walk us through, because this year the process was different. Sometimes on the ballot, but now the party executive committee selects them, and what are we doing going forward?
I think this was a historic event for Alabama, because it was the first time in recent memory that the delegates have been chosen at by the state central committee, and I think that process works well. We can actually let the candidates come in, let them speak, look into their voting record, if they donated to Republicans or Democrats, and make sure that we don't have Democrats coming in and running on the Republican ticket and literally have Democrats that would, as Trump delegates that could mess up the convention. So it's very important for us that we keep this process secure, that we make sure the delegates are people who represent the state of Alabama, represent Republicans in Alabama. And that process worked very well. I'm very pleased with the delegate slate we have. These are some of the, greatest elected officials and grassroots organizers across the state of Alabama. After that delegate process, they elected their leadership. Tommy Tuberville, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, is delegation chairman. I'm looking forward to working with him in that role. Then a very strong slate down through the committee positions, representing the state of Alabama for the platform committee. We have Congressman Barry Moore as one of those. And then the party's vice chairman, Joan Reynolds, is the other representative in the platform committee, to make sure that we keep the platform strong. I'm always talking about how the Republican Party is not great because of our name. The Republican Party is great because of the values we represent. And if we ever stop fighting for those conservative constitutional values, then the Republican Party becomes worthless. And I think that's something we need to understand, our elected officials need to understand. And it's so important that we safeguard our platform. And that's an important part of this delegate process at the Republican National Convention.
And, the platform, when it gets there, they approve the platform, but that's where the party's position on a lot of these social issues, and Chairman, I don't know how much you want to talk about this, but that's where the battle line seemed to be, the fault line seemed to be right now. It's abortion, right? And what the party's going to do there. And it looks to me like there is a push among some Republicans to kind of soften the Republican Party's stance on that issue.
No, you're absolutely correct. I'm going to give you two things that I'm watching for with the platform, this convention. The first is, as you mentioned, abortion. And I personally do not believe the party needs to water down our position on the right to life. It is the fundamental right. The first one enumerated in the Declaration of Independence, where Thomas Jefferson wrote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights." And that first unalienable right is the right to life. And if we can't protect it, then there's no reason to protect any others. It's the same reason. The Republican Party believes in protecting everyone's rights and freedoms from conception to the grave, because we believe that our rights come from God. And if our rights come from God, then government has not just the ability to protect those rights, but a duty to protect those rights. Governments were instituted among men to protect the rights and the freedoms of the individual, and that includes the right to life for the unborn. So that's incredibly important that we do not water that down, that we recognize how important it is, and we stand for this principle.
And
Go ahead.
I know you and I have talked about this, but whenever I bring up this whole discussion, and Some of these guys will tell you, well, look, let's leave it up to the states. But, like, I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not comfortable with, like, Oregon dictating the terms, the tenets of when life begins. In any circumstance, even their own, because they may decide life begins at your fifth birthday. I don't know. I mean, some of these more progressive places. And I think this, though, it's a national issue. I mean, like, it doesn't get more fundamental than life. Why would you think that that would be something that the states should handle? But there is a push in the Republican Party to make it more of a 10th Amendment thing. And I think it's a much higher calling, a much more important thing that, you know, our national institutions need to address, right?
No, look, I think you're absolutely right. And I think that's why I took it back to the Declaration. You know, there's some constitutional scholars who say, well, murder is not a state. It's not a federal law. It's a state law. And on a federalist perspective, it's not something left up to the federal government in the Constitution, and therefore should be left to the states. What they forget, though, are those fundamentals I talked about. The Declaration of Independence is the charter of our country, and it does have it is legally binding. And in that situation, it is at the federal level, life is mentioned, and it's like I said, it's the first numerator, right? And I think something else people forget on this is why does government exist on a fundamental, you know, thought, you know, a deep thought, like philosophy wise, why does government exist in America? You know, in other countries, you have monarchies or parliaments where it's very much a top down government, where government rules over people. In America, it was the opposite. We set up this grand experiment of a constitutional republic. We recognize that the citizens are in charge, and they're directly under God in authority. And then underneath the citizens comes government. And the reason that government was instituted was to protect that relationship between the citizen and the rights that come from our creator. And if you think about government that way, and that's the proper role of government, then absolutely every single level of government does not just have a right, like I said, but a duty to protect life. It's fundamental. You have to.
And, like, the question that we'll never get the answer to, I'm convinced, but the only way you establish this, it's not going to be the Alabama Supreme Court or the Wisconsin Supreme Court or the California legislature or whatever. It's got to be a federal institution of, like, the Supreme Court or whatnot. When does life begin? Because we rely on these big, high, overarching, you know, entities like that that we hold reverence toward, to make these calls, and they just punt every time.
Well, look, and the biggest role that what I would like to see the federal government do is not pass a 6-week ban or anything like that. It's a very simple thing. It's not even a bill. It's a simple resolution from the U.S. Congress defining when life begins, because the federal government has never defined when life begins. And that's all at the federal level I want to see them do. I don't want to see them come and get involved in the enforcement or set up a federal government task force or anything like that. No, just define to say the life begins at conception, and take that stand and make that an official choice. A lot of people don't realize Roe v. Wade, what the Supreme Court said in that case was the federal government had never set forth when life began. And I think that is absolutely the role of the federal government to be the first step and the most important step for the federal government in this situation.
The second thing you're looking for on the end of platform, sorry to get sidetracked there, but it's just like that is Republican politicians. And we saw this was kind of a distinction between Jerry Carl and Barry Moore, but like getting to that, is it a 10th Amendment issue or is it, you know, where do you see that? And now the other is?
The other one that's big to me that I want to add, this is not currently in the platform of the party as much as I would like to see it, and that's because it just was not an issue in the past, is some of the transgender stuff we're seeing, the agendas being pushed on our children. I think that definitely needs to be added to the Republicans' national platform, and that we stand very strong on, and that we protect parental rights. We push back on this idea that the state knows better how to run our children's lives than we do. And we stand up for common sense in these education areas and in the indoctrination that we're seeing pushed from the left.
That seems less controversial, though, to accomplish, right? But the thing is, with
it is in Alabama. I don't know what, you know, the delegates across the country. I have been so disappointed with some national Republicans and the National Republican Party at times with their lack of desire to talk about these issues and really to stand up for them.
Well,
so
just,
I hope you're right, but we will see.
We've lost a Republican Party chairman if they can't get some of this transgender nonsense in writing on the Republican Party platform. But the problem here to me with the abortion question is not so much that these, and I'm not talking about anybody in particular, we could start like a Nancy Mace or somebody. I don't know, but they don't look at through it through a moral lens or ethics or whatever. I mean, and there's arguments to be had 100 different ways on when life begins, and you and I just had a discussion about that. But they don't. We need to put that aside for later. That doesn't. We need to worry about what gets us in power. Like if the Republican Party can't get elected without being staunchly pro-life, then the hell with it, right?
Well, yes and no. I believe, once again, I'm going to go back to those same national Republican consultants. I blame the consultants the most. The same people who are telling the candidates to stay away from the social issues on transgenderism and standing up for parental rights. These are the same guys telling our candidates abortion is a losing topic. You can't, you know, you got to change it because we're just going to lose on it. I fundamentally reject that message. I do not believe that's true. I think the problem we have had is our messaging on abortion. We're not talking about it in the right ways. We're allowing the Democrats and the mainstream media to define the talking point. And then we're losing because we're stuck in their box. And it's time that we break free of this idea that we have to answer questions and take the assumptions of our enemies. And look, these are not opponents. These are enemies. We have to look at this through a strategic, almost a military mindset. Never allow your enemy to define your actions or what you talk about. And we as Republicans allow that far too often, and our consultants are giving candidates horrible advice. Because I think we talk about life in the same vein that, look, we protect life because we protect your other rights as well. In the area that abortion is a tragedy, no woman wants to be in a place where she feels like she needs an abortion. And so it's a tragedy. The 75% of the American public agree with that sentiment, that abortion is a tragedy. And so what we should be talking about is, okay, the Republican Party is the party who wants to help women have an option other than a tragedy. We want to make adoptions easier. We want to, you know, help with pre- and postnatal care, cut taxes, credits for young mothers.
How about this, though? Like, you haven't really seen Republicans take up the mantle here. Here's what happens after Dobbs. They all run from the issue. They hide. They don't want to answer questions about it. Man, I do this for a living. I ask questions. Oh, well, let's not talk about abortion today. And that, I mean, to me, that's troubling because, and I don't know what changed. It used to be an issue that, you know, was a winner for Republicans, particularly in Alabama. You know, like Mike Huckabee and Rick Santorum won the Alabama primary for being the social conservatives. And it was that really made them distinct from the other candidates in those respective cycles. Right now, it just seems like there's no one out there that is willing to say, hey, I am your guy. I, you know, this Dobbs decision is great, but it doesn't go quite far enough or whatever, or it's a great decision. It's just like, hey, we don't think that's going to do us any favors. Well, let's take a pass on that.
Well, without leadership, you know, if without bold leadership from the top, on issues. And abortion is not the only one we're talking about here. This is across the board, whether it's election integrity or the parental rights and transgender stuff or abortion. Without bold leadership from the top, it really does leave people confused and you allow the other side to set the narrative. And look, this is one reason why I love Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis so much. They both are unapologetic about, and I don't agree with either of them on every issue, but they're both unapologetic about fighting and pushing for their values. And I think that's what we need as a conservative movement. We need people who are actually bold, aren't afraid, and will challenge the status quo and will challenge the media's narrative. And I think that's why both of these figures are the two most popular Republicans in the country.
Chairman, we got to get out of here before we let you go. Folks want to get involved more in their party, especially with a competitive second congressional district race on the ballot and also the presidential race. How could they do so?
Well, we always love to get people involved. They can check us out on social media. We're on pretty much every platform at Alabama Republican Party. And then, of course, our website where you can sign up for updates or to volunteer is algop.org.
Chairman John Wall on the program. Chairman, thanks again.
Hey, always good to be on the show.
All right, we got to get a break here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. I've thrown away the blues.